The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Cookie Day, Tony. Name your favorite cookie.
Tony Kornheiser. Cookie Rojas, of course.
That's where I'd be going. Cookie Rojas, baby, yeah. Middle of a certain age.
Or Cookie Lavaghetto.
I think they were looking more like chocolate chip or oatmeal.
Oh, no, no, no.
I don't think they were more for baseball.
Cookie and Best in Show, everybody's favorite cookie. Absolutely. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Tom Brady's return to New England, the Mariners' chances of making the playoffs, and a big weekend in college football. But we begin today with pro football. Joe Burrow led the Bengals to a last-second victory last night over Jacksonville in yet another terrific national game. Jacksonville is now 0-4 under Urban Meyer, who had never lost four games in a row as a coach. Wilbon, Meyer said he saw a good team in there that's going to win some games. Do you?
Tony, maybe. They looked pretty good. And when they could have gone up three scores, they looked real good. And you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I know in my pool – I picked Cincinnati with some confidence. I think I had, you know, you can go 1-16, 16 being the most confident pick you make that week. I think I had 12 on Cincinnati. And I'm thinking, wow, I was checking the score because I was not going to watch that game live. But I'm checking the score and I'm thinking, what is going on down there? And, you know, Tony, if they get that third score, if Urban gets that third score, maybe it changes the complexity of the game and the pressure that Cincinnati feels to respond, but they didn't. And they come back in the way they do. Yes, I think there's something in there. It doesn't mean it's ever coming out. I'm sure John McKay thought that of his Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the mid-70s. And they went not only that year without winning, but a good chunk of the next as well.
Yeah, they went 26 games. And this Jacksonville team, not all Urban Meyer, obviously, only four.
But 19,
if they lose
right?
one more, they're at 20. They're at 20 with one more, and that puts them second ever to the what do you think about the execution of your players, McKay team. Look, I don't know what some games mean, Mike. Two games, three games, I don't know what it means. Let's look at their upcoming schedule. They got Tennessee next. They're not going to win that game. They go to London. Maybe they beat Miami. I can see that. After that, Seattle, Buffalo, Indianapolis, 49ers. That feels like four losses to me. That puts them at 1-9. Here's my problem with Urban Meyer. Let's say he wins two or three this year and three or four next year. And that's all. And he can turn around. He can say, I tried it. It's not working for me. I'm out of here. Because he can't lose that many games. And, Mike, he can't recruit. You got to wait for the draft. You
but
can't
Tony,
recruit in
Jimmy,
the pros.
Tony, Jimmy Johnson, last I checked, is wearing a gold Hall of Fame jacket. Jimmy Johnson went 1-15 with Troy Aikman. So it's doable. Is he Jimmy Johnson? I don't know. But I'm just saying, Jimmy Johnson went 1-15. He had not really lost either. And so, boom, he turns it around. He got it going. So maybe Urban can do it. Maybe. We're now just 2 days away from Tom Brady's return to New England to face Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Bow your heads. In today's Boston Herald, former Patriot Heath Evans says, quote, I do think this game means a lot more to Tommy. If you ask Tom to choose, give me ring 8 or let me smash Bill, he'd probably choose to smash Bill, close quote. Tony, what do you think of the sentiment that Brady would rather beat Belichick than win the Super Bowl?
I think he's right. Mike, nobody's got 7. Brady's got 7. What does he need with 8? He's got a chance now to go up against the guy who said, you're not good enough for me to include you in the future plans. I think that's real value to him, to Tom Brady, to win this game. Mike, it sets up very well for him. The Patriots aren't very good. Mac Jones is a rookie quarterback. Their defense isn't very good. And it'll be very hospitable for Brady in Foxborough. He's not going to want to wait. He's not playing 8 more years to get back to Foxborough. This is his one shot. And, Mike, I think if he loses this game, it will haunt him. I believe that.
I don't believe that part. I'm with you for a lot of that. I don't know Tom Brady at all, so I don't know what he's thinking. I have no idea sort of what he feels emotionally about a loss versus a win and certain people that he's been involved with. I don't know him. But, Tony, I can look at great, 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 great players, GOAT-like players in other sports. And I'm, as always, going to start with one I do know, Michael Jordan. And that's how he would feel. He would want to smash the guy that ever tried to keep him at arm's length. He would want to crush that guy.
Yeah.
Michael brought a guy who replaced him on a high school team or took his spot when they were 15 years old. He brought that guy to the Hall of Fame speech. So I think that what I've heard and read of Brady puts him in that category. Kobe Bryant, the great late Kobe Bryant, was like that. I'm sure there are players like, you know, Emmitt Smith and great, great players. This is what fuels them. Any slight, real or perceived, they can create it, they can conjure it, and it is the difference between them and some six-time All-Pro that ain't them.
Bill Belichick said, basically, I can do it without Tom Brady. This is Brady's one shot. The Super Bowl is not as meaningful as the head-to-head situation. I just really think that his teammates as well at Tampa Bay to thank him for the Super Bowl are going to know how much he wants this, and they're going to do everything they can to win this particular game.
I think so.
And people are going to cheer Brady. Look what he did for them. Look, six Super Bowls. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, Wilbon, I promised you we would go back to baseball every day until the American League wild card was settled.
Let's do it. Here we go.
The Yankees beat Robbie Ray last night to go back to 3-0 on Toronto. The Red Sox lost again to Baltimore. And because Seattle was idle, they picked up a half game on Boston and Toronto. Seattle and Boston are tied today for the second wild card, one game up on Toronto. Once again, I ask you, who are the two you've got?
Yeah, Tony, I'm rooting for Seattle. I think I've said that since we started talking about this. But I'm going to stick with the teams I picked, which were the Yanks and Sox. And, Tony, the Red Sox were on the verge of choking like dogs. They lost 2 out of 3 to the O's. And the O's are the worst team in that league. It's unthinkable that they could be derailed by the O's and the Nats. It's just unthinkable to me. But so I can't conclude it. I think they'll go take care of business, the Red Sox, against your Nationals. So I'm still going to go with Yankees and Red Sox. I'm sticking with my original pick. What about you?
So the mistake I made was getting off the Yankees a little too early. They had the long ball last night.
They played
very, very well. And I thought that Tampa would want to keep them out of the playoffs. I don't think that anymore. I think Tampa's got to worry about Tampa because Tampa could get the Yankees in the first round if the Yankees are in a wild card and win the wild card. So they don't want to show them too much. I don't think they'll care about this. Boston's losses are unforgivable.
They are.
As you say, they go to the Nats. Mike, that's a National League park. There's no DH. So Boston would either have to get rid of Schwarber or Martinez or put them both in the field, which is a certain liability.
Don't want to
do that. You, right, like you, I am rooting for Seattle because of a 20-year drought and because my friend Dave Sims broadcasts the games.
That's right,
I haven't
Dave
even
Sims,
given up
baby.
On Toronto because I think Toronto will beat Baltimore. Like, what happened to Boston? You cannot lose 2 out of 3 to the Orioles. They had a pitcher last night. His ERA was over 8, and they couldn't get to him. Let's take a break. Coming up are Lane Kiffin, your boy, and Ole Miss, really the long shots against Alabama that odds makers say they are.
But how surprising would it be if Cincinnati beats Notre Dame in South Bend? Something I'm rooting for.
You know what I want
to
see,
Mike? Is Dave Sims sending you those hats? Is he sending you hats?
Yes. I want to see how Brady and Belichick greet. Do they embrace or is it perfunctory? I want to see that.
That's the only thing I want to see. I don't care about that game.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour. Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
We've got a big weekend in college football, and here to help us sort through it is our great friend from Game Day, the absolutely delightful David Pollack. Let us start with this, David. Number 8, Arkansas, travels to number 2, Georgia. That's your school. The Bulldogs are an 18-point favorite. That's a lot of points. Do you see this one the same way as they see it in Vegas?
Well, you got Arkansas, who's a great one-dimensional offense. They haven't been able to pass the football great. Your quarterback gets a little bit nicked up last week. And speaking of last week, they played a great team. They played a top 10 team in Texas A&M. Georgia, Tony, I don't know if you realize, they had a bye week. They played Vanderbilt. It was 632 to nothing. It was over quick. Everybody got to rest. Nobody's banged up. Nobody's nicked up. So I think circumstance probably has a lot to do with that. Georgia, the home team. Georgia, the more talented team. But Arkansas has been the Cinderella story of the college football season thus far.
Yeah, but they ain't running the ball against your defensive front from what we've seen so far, David. I don't know if anybody can run the ball against those big boys. Let's move to number 12, Ole Miss, traveling to Tuscaloosa for a big match against number one Alabama. Last year, 63-48 shootout. Are you expecting anything similar to that again this year?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I do. Man, Lane Kiffin embarrassed Nick Saban a year ago. Like, it was a clinic tape. So remember, Lane Kiffin comes into Alabama and really helps them create that offense and spread the football out and use their weapons. You know what he did? Michael, I think he took a lot of notes and he said, what does Nick hate? He hates shifts, motions. He hates putting people in conflict. He hates the RPOs. He hates up-tempo. And I think Lane literally is like, you know what? We're going to do all those against Nick. And it was unbelievable. I watched the game again the other night, and I marveled at the play calling and how great it was. I watched Alabama's defense. They're not the same team that we're used to seeing. So I don't think they can stop the run as well. I think Lane will have a lot of success. The biggest thing is going to be Ole Miss's defense. It's a totally rebuilt defense. They built it with a lot of transfers. It's a new defensive system. Can they get stops? Can they force some turnovers? If they can't, they're improved. How much they're improved determines how much they go. But I will not be surprised if Alabama gets 40 put on the scoreboard on them.
Wow.
So let me go straight to Lane Kiffin, because the other day, Wilbon slammed him. He just was very critical of Lane Kiffin. What do you think of Lane Kiffin? And what is your sense, David, of what other people think of Lane Kiffin?
Lane's one of the best play callers in all of college football. That's not debatable. We all know that. Lane, as a head coach, he took some lumps when he was younger, and he's got to prove that he's learned from him. Like, listen, he did not run USC well. He did not run the guys well. He was not a good leader of that team. He was very immature. He's been immature throughout his career. I think he's showing that he's grown up a little bit. Ole Miss gave him a chance, and he's done a good job with it. I think this season will tell us a lot about Lane Kiffin, but if there's one thing I can put a stamp of approval on, and I think all of us can, the dude knows offense, and he can coach offensive football, and Alabama helped resurrect his career, and as a head coach now, I think he's proven he's a little bit more mature, but he's still got to prove that he can sustain a program, lead it, and direct kids in the right direction.
Tony, I'm surprised you even knew this. It's all on Twitter. We all know you have nothing to do with Twitter, but that's where Kiffin is taken to attack me. Listen, if Ole Miss wins that game, I will come on this show on Monday or maybe Tuesday. I'll wear an Ole Miss jersey if they get me one, if he can beat Nick Saban. They're not going to win that game. They're not. All right, I know everybody thinks it's trendy. Talk about, and by the way, he's a terrific offensive coach. What I said was, essentially, he's been immature. I like having a chorus of voices respond with that. Notre Dame is an underdog at home. I mean, seriously, at home to Cincinnati. I mean, I've been looking at this game for a while thinking Cincinnati could win, but Notre Dame, a home dog. David, what do you think of this, and do you see Cincinnati being as good or better?
Well, here's the thing with Notre Dame. We're used to seeing such a big physical offensive line and them run the football. They're horrible at running the football. That's not who they are. That's not what they are. They're going to spread you out. They're going to throw the football. And so it's just a different type of team. Here's the thing. I like Cincinnati. They got a lot of street cred last year, right? Going undefeated, playing Georgia, outplaying Georgia really in the bowl game, but they lost the game. This year, they've already beaten Indiana. They're already a top 10 team. If they beat Notre Dame in this season, where we're all pointing to going, there's not a lot of great teams, Cincinnati can throw their name in the hat. They might could challenge for a four spot in the college football playoff, which would be awesome if they can beat Notre Dame. I don't know if they can beat them, and here's why. Marcus Freeman was the DC for Cincinnati for all these years where they've had such great defenses. You know where he's at now? He's in Notre Dame. He's in South Bend. He knows Desmond Ridder. He knows the Cincinnati personnel inside and out. I think it is an enormous advantage in this ballgame. Notre Dame's been skating by, finding ways to win, and I think Notre Dame does it again, and I think they'll beat Cincinnati.
Ooh.
We will get you out of here on this. We need you to be quick, though. Clemson is barely hanging on by its fingernails in the top 25. What's wrong with Clemson?
You know, Clemson's a team that is obviously the times in college football change, and this is my comment for tomorrow, and I was saving it for tomorrow on game day, but I'm with you guys, so I'm going to give it to you. When you look at Coach K, didn't believe in the one and done. When you look at Nick Saban, didn't believe in the high-flying offense. They evolved. They changed. Look at Dabo Sweeney. Guys, do you know how many guys they've taken from the transfer portal? Zero. Not a single one. You know how many they've given up in the transfer portal? They've given up 20 players. So Dabo's going to have to change his philosophy, its culture, its building here. I think he's going to have to expand that. He's going to have to accept transfer portal guys in the future and build his team that way, along with recruiting, along with culture, because it's definitely taking a toll on his program.
Thank you so very much, David. Thank you.
David, appreciate it, man. Good to have you.
Appreciate it, my guys.
You can watch David Pollack and the rest of the Game Day crew live from Athens, Georgia, not Athens, Greece, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. Let's take one last break, but still to come, Fernando Tatis Jr. hits one out of Dodger Stadium.
Wouldn't it be great if they were coming from Athens, Greece? How great would that be? Virginia, wahoo, gets a couple of big breaks to beat Miami.
I think it would be so great, Wilbon, if you and Lane Kiffin became best friends. Like you went to dinner, you came back here, you said, I love him.
I'm totally down for that. I'm good with that, Tone. Yeah. That'd be good for me.